Hey, everybody. Welcome to Midwest Prayer Talk Radio. I am the G-Man. That is Deb. And you're here with us on another Thursday night where it's just Deb and I chopping it up.
Yep.
Getting the chops on. So welcome, everybody, over on the YouTube channel. I want to thank you guys for hanging out. If you are new to the channel, go ahead and hit the subscribe bell notification and all that good stuff. You know what to do because obviously you watch YouTube. I mean, obvious.
So every time I see the intro pictures of me and you, I swear you look like a Viking and I look like a school, an old nasty school lady teacher with a getting ready to swat somebody with a ruler.
I'm fixing to smack your hands with rulers.
You look like you need some beaded braids hanging down one side.
Right? It was getting that long and then I couldn't take it anymore and had to cut it off. But now it's back. So we're in the transition phase. I have this one thing right here on my face. The thing is a cowlick. It's not like a growth or anything. No, nobody worry. You know, it just, but it's a cowlick, like right here on my face. And my hair gets either this where it is right now and it won't curl. Or if I start growing it out further, it starts doing this weird tornado thing on my face. So I have to decide if I'm going to let it grow out past that. Because once I get it past that, I can iron it out. Because I iron my beard so it'll lay straight. I
know that sounds high maintenance.
I am. I am literally high maintenance. And I got my hair cut, but you can't tell. it didn't fix, but I go next week for another one. But still, I like my haircuts, and she straight shaves it or with a straight razor, you know, the old barbers back in the day, straight razor cuts, man. Those are the best.
I used to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Line me up on my face here and up under here.
Oh yeah. I used to do a lot of beard trims when I was working in a beauty salon.
Yeah.
People look at me like I'm old and crazy because I say things like stewardess and beauty shop.
What else are they called?
Let's see. They're called the salons now. And
hair and salons, really?
Yeah. And I can't even remember now. I was on a website. I was looking at a Facebook page one time. It was like airline employees who shamed bad passengers, you know, like lots of pictures of feet up in the other people's in front of them, hair and stuff like that.
Right.
I made some comment and I just innocently used the term stewardess and I got
blasted.
Dragged.
Wow.
So bad. You know, whatever. I'm like, dude, I'm 65 years old. That's what we used to call it. I didn't realize that it was offensive. I apologize. I don't mean to offend anyone. We call them stewards.
You're a stewardess or a steward.
Right.
And you go to the beauty shop.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I remember my mama used to go every Saturday morning to the beauty shop and get her little blue tint.
And her pin curls.
Yeah.
I used to do pin curls with bobby pins.
Oh, really?
Yep. And finger waves and all kinds of crazy stuff. Oh, well.
Oh.
That was like in 1985. So
that was like a century ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
1985. I was 15 years old.
Oh, 1985. I was working in a salon. Actually, I was teaching beauty. I was a beauty school instructor at that point.
Oh, yeah. You were like Frankie Avalon in Greece.
Kinda, yeah. Except Frankie was a girl.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, the name could go both ways.
Yeah, that's true. I had an Aunt Frances that we used to call Frankie. Oh, well, anyway. Yeah, it's just me and you tonight. Last week, storms rolled through our area.
It was nasty.
It was bad. Yeah, so we weren't live last week. Did you run a rerun or anything?
No, I wasn't about to. I figured if the power would have shot off. Yeah, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to do that. So we live
in the Midwest.
Yeah. You know,
as their Midwest paradox.
And it is springish.
Indiana and Ohio and got hammered.
Yeah.
You were down there closer to it than, well, I live like a 45 miles from Winchester, which was pretty
right. Much yeah. They got hammered.
Hit bad.
What did you said that, what it took out like a half a Walmart and a Taco Bell and there were three casualties.
Well, they said three casualties at first, but after I got, you know, then they changed it to critically injured. And I don't know what their status is at this point, but there were like 38 other people injured, and which is wow. A lot. And this is a small, small town.
Right.
And I think it was a low level F3 that hit it, which is the same thing that hit us back in 2013.
Right.
And it messes up some stuff. It flattened the Taco Bell. And I mean, my heart just breaks. And it flattened the Taco Bell. It hit the hospital, but the hospital was still functional.
Wow. And, they got lucky.
Yes. And I guess it hit a mobile home park, which, you know, that's never good.
That's never, ever good.
No. So it was really bad up here. Really, really wow. Bad. And it got pretty nasty here. Mm-hmm. I got some video I put on my Facebook page that I took. You could literally see it coming through. It came just south of me.
Yeah.
But you could see it from my house. And I videoed it, and you could see the downdraft. You could see the clouds coming down. You could see, oh, it was, you know, a big shelf. It was ugly. I kept thinking, oh, I'm glad you're staying south. But, you know,
right.
I feel bad for the ones that are south of me.
Well, it rained really good here. It was lightning, thunder. The wind picked up a little bit right after we kind of went to bed, and we got a little hail. So, I mean, the dogs lost their minds, and we, you know.
My BFF she sent me a video. She had pea-sized hail
in
Sharpsville, and they had baseball-sized hail and softball-sized hail at just about 10 miles southwest of my house.
Wow.
Which, I mean, that'll bust your house windows out and shit, you know?
Yeah, you're talking about a insurance job on your car.
Oh, the warning that we got said that animals and people could be severely injured or killed. And that was from the Weather Service. So, now,
could you imagine getting unlived by a big ass softball size hail?
Oh, that'd be horrible. My speaking of storms and whatnot, it made me think about it. Being a paranormal investigator, I always kind of liked to go on an investigation when there was a storm coming. Not a storm like what we saw last week.
Right.
But, you know, a good old-fashioned regular thunderstorm.
Oh, yeah, electrical storm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because for some reason, I don't know about you, but I always felt like it kind of amplified stuff. We always seem to get more stuff. And
well, it puts stuff. Yeah, yeah, for sure. It puts a bigger EMF cloud in the sky. Charges everything almost like a battery, a big ass battery. And man, my eye itches. But yeah, those are the best investigations to go on when you get a good lightning and thunderstorm. Man, those are great.
I also used to, I had an app on my phone, and I don't know what happened to it. That was several phone versions ago. But it told you what the status was, like if you were having a geomagnetic or solar storms.
Oh, really?
You know, and also seemed like better investigations coincided with more activity, more solar activity.
I wonder if they still have an app like that on the iStore or whatever it is, the Apple Store.
I don't know. It was actually I got it through a weather site, but.
Oh, okay.
So long ago. It might be on my website. Come to think of it, it might be on my website.
And that's DebsHome.com for you guys. Go out and take a look at our website. You can also purchase our book out there. on our website. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you can, or Amazon, or you know, any of the other
other place. Yeah.
But I'm getting the itch again. Last time I went on a paranormal investigation, it was with you guys, you and Bips, up here in Kokomo, and it was really cool. So,
well, I don't know if Billy wants me to announce this or not, but I hope I don't get in trouble. We're planning an investigation at the Rhodes Hotel in June. And I think I've given you the date for that, right? I think it's like...
Yeah, I think you did.
I'll go back and make sure that I did. But Deb's going to be coming with us on that one. There's another one that I really would like for you to come to, but it's going to happen later down the road. And it's going to be a trip. So I'd have to come get you, and we'd have to road trip it over to...
Because you don't want to ride with me.
It's not that I don't.
Liar. It's okay. I'm fine.
It's not that I don't value your driving capabilities. I just value my life more.
I've driven for 50 years and I haven't wrecked much of anything.
That you've seen.
My granddaughter, she's 17 years old. God. Okay. And she's had her driver's license for a year. And she's a good driver. And she's like, I was in Brownsburg visiting them recently, and I jumped in the car and we drove to the Walmart. And she's like, "Oh my God, Grandma, slow down. Why are you going over to the edge of the road?" I said, "What is wrong with you? You sound like your dad, my
son." Well, I mean, if they're, you know, you stories kind of jive together.
She says, You scare me, Grandma. I go, You're scared of my driving? She's like, "Yes." I said, "Well, then that's good, because that means you're a confident driver."
Right. You know, I had a memory pop up on my Facebook today, and it was us back at Bobby Mackey's 12 years ago.
Oh, my God.
12 years ago. We look so young. 12 years ago.
Yeah, and I'll never forget Bobby Mackey since. Haunted my car.
I think that that definitely was what happened.
Well, I mean, it was a brand ass new car. I mean, it had like 5 miles on it when I rolled it home from the car lot, you know, and everything worked fine. And then we get down there, and as it turned out later, we discovered that there was a short in there's a bundle of electrical wiring. And it's like a fuse box that's mounted inside the car. It's got all the wiring that goes up in there and got a bunch of fuses. There was a short in one of the, not the fuse, but the thing the fuses go in. Yeah. So a manufacturing problem.
The fuse box?
Yeah, in the actual fuse box. And then they ended up, they replaced the whole thing, all the fuses, all the wire harnesses. And everything electric, all the powertrain control modules, anything electrical or required electrical current to run, to start, that could be later on down the line. Because I said to them when we were talking about it with the engineers, I'm like, you know, I repaired circuit boards for General Motors for 10 years. So I'm very much aware of how the electrical current that runs through this, you know, the electrical system of this car, if it's goes out of spec, it could damage something, but the damage may not show up immediately. The damage could come.
Could wait, know, till you get down to
retroactively.
Talking in, you know, a million miles away from home.
But look, let me tell you though, I'll give Ford credit, because they replaced every electrical component in this vehicle. They paid for an engineer to come down for the whole weekend, hotel and hall. And they worked on my car for 2 days, replacing everything.
Right.
And then they gave me, when they gave me the car back, they gave me an additional 10-year bumper to bumper warranty that included my electrical warranty on my electrical system as well, on top of the warranty I already had.
Right.
I mean, so Ford made it right. I will give them credit all day for that. And I worked for General Motors, so you can't buy that kind of advertisement, you know?
Right. And this is not sponsored by Ford.
Yeah, dad worked for Ford for 35 years, and that's why I bought him.
Yeah, so the video is not sponsored by Ford.
No.
But if they would like to, they can hit me up at gcable@midwestprairietalkradio.com.
I know people make fun of Ford, but I'll tell you what, they did right by me on that.
Well, you know.
I don't know that some funny happened down there at Bobby Mackey's. Something went out in the parking lot and was messing with my car. I don't know.
Right.
Because electrical, you know.
It very well could have been.
Many times have I had my batteries drained and all my shit went dead during the investigation?
Let us talk about batteries.
Okay.
Good God. So, you know how if you put a fresh set of batteries in your H1N Zoom recorder, it'll last you all night, if not a couple investigations before you have to change it out, right?
For sure.
I had to change my batteries out 3 times this Saturday night.
That's a lot.
That is a whole lot. And the past 2 investigations that I've used it on, I've not had to change batteries out at all.
What about anybody else's equipment?
Everybody's phone took a big battery hit. I mean, to the point, odd battery hit. Like I, mine went down from 98 to like 43% the whole time we were there. And I wasn't using my phone. A couple of the other people there, I mean, Billy and Felicia's phones, they died. The other 2 investigators, they had the same problem. Their batteries were real low when they left. And, it was just, it was weird. It was a very charged environment.
Well, I watched your movie that you posted and the video, and that was that a REM pod going berserk there?
That was, yeah. And that was like the beginning of the night, because what we were doing, we were getting B-roll for the YouTube channel. And Billy was down there with the FAS cam and the IR cam or IR light. And he was going through and showing everybody what it looked like and why. And that was my dog. And he was setting stuff up and he turned the REM pod on and it did what it had to do. And he started to walk away from it and it started going off. And this is towards the end of the video for you guys to know. You can go over to YouTube after you look at our video and look for Boonville, Indiana Paranormal Society or BIPS on YouTube. And you can see this video and there's going to be, I'm thinking 5 to 8 more videos of this investigation that I'm going to put together and put up on that website on the YouTube. But it started to go off and he goes, wow. And after it kind of slowed down, he asked it to step away and it stopped. But he's like, wow, that was really intense. And as he says that, and I'm not a big advocate for orbs.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, it's dust or it's a bug or whatever. But as soon as he stopped, there was a light anomaly, and we're going to call it a light anomaly, that came away from where the REM pod was, across the top of the chairs, around the chair, and in front of the camera, and down and out. So I thought that was pretty interesting, but I stopped the video there because we're going to have multiple episodes, and we'll pick up. And truth be told, there wasn't really any more REM pod action after that, which is why another reason why I thought I'll just go ahead and stop it here. But it was really kind of cool that right after that happened, that light anomaly shot down in front of him in the camera. The original video that the homeowner had sent us, there was a white mist that looked like a hunched over old man walking in front of the camera. I mean, he had the bounce and the hunchedness, and And you can see it as plain as day. And I'm like, that's just too clear. You know what I mean? That's just.
Yeah. What was the homeowner's complaint? Or, you know, why did they ask you guys to come out?
Just a lot of paranormal activity that was scaring her. She felt like she called the police at one point because she felt like somebody was in her house and everything was locked down. There wasn't nothing in there, but there was also the smell of the Mary Jane in her house. Okay.
Dang.
But everything was locked. There was no broken windows or anything like that, but it scared her enough that she called the cops to have them come out to the house.
What did the cops say?
They had no explanation. What else? There's tapping and doors opening and sounds. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I went to the bathroom there, and while I was in the bathroom, I heard a little kid's voice.
Yeah.
And remember this. I heard a little kid's voice. Remember that.
Okay.
Because it'll come up later. So when we first got there, Felicia went ahead and did her walkthrough. She's a medium and does the walkthrough and picks up on things prior to us going in and doing our investigation, like any medium on a team should do. And some of the things that she picked up on, and she didn't know anything prior to going to this place, picked up on some relevant things in her walkthrough that the homeowner is claiming as well. So I thought that correlated really well. That was nice. Then after that, we went ahead on full blown investigation mode. And it was pretty cool. And I think we got a lot of EVPs. I have not had time to go through the EVPs yet. And you know, I like to jump on that shit right when we get done and get home and the next day.
That's the way I am.
But I've been working on the videos for the channel and kind of analyzing the video as I edit it together. And
have you gotten any video EVPs on the video?
You know, not yet.
I've had that happen before where we showed up on our recorders, but then it was on the video as well.
Right. And I haven't heard anything yet. I haven't, not yet, but I have like 19 more videos to go through.
People don't realize that, you know, when they see the shows on TV, you know, and what they see on TV are edited pieces when stuff's happening. And it's probably this much of this much, you know. Sometimes it gets real boring. And then you have all of this stuff, you have to listen to every single second of it, or because sometimes if you don't, I mean, you'll be sitting there for an hour and it'll be nothing, and all of a sudden, bam. And you're jumping out of your seat. If you had if you'd skipped over that 1 second, you'd have missed it, you know?
Yeah.
So you got to listen to every single bit of it.
Every single bit.
I mean, if it means as much to you as it does to me, you do.
Well, I've got
some people that don't. And I'm like, why are you even bothering then?
Yeah, exactly. We just used my H1N, for the investigation, except we used one of theirs in another place, but it was only for about an hour. Overall, I have probably 7 hours of audio alone to listen to, plus the videos that I still need to go through. And then Billy has the DVR, which is 8 cameras for 6.5 hours. So, what, 8 times 6, that's 48. Probably 54 hours of video. that he has still yet to go through that we're going to divvy up throughout the team and have them take a look at and see what they can find. And it's just, yeah, people don't realize, you know, they're all about, oh, let's go and do that. That's really cool. But on the backside of that, I mean, 54 hours of video just off the DVR system, not to mention that I had 38 total Fazcam videos, which they're only 8-minute segments anyway, because the Fazcam only does 8 minutes and then it stops and restarts a new recording. So, which is nice because that breaks that up, that you can listen, you know, do three of them in a row. That's 24 minutes of video and that's three videos knocked out. Well, you can get up and go take a break, get something to drink, go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, relax for a minute, because eye fatigue is really bad when you just sit there and watch video.
Yeah.
You know, you start matrixing things and seeing faces that aren't there. And, you know, it's just such a pain in the ass.
And you know, it's always was my, when I was with them, Rippa, and even when we did our own thing, that was my favorite part. I mean, I like to go out in the field, but I really wanted that to review the data. That was my favorite part of an investigation. Mm-hmm. Cause sometimes I don't like spider webs and moldy.
Yeah. You know, that shit, right.
I got my nose would be stopped up, got the crump cough when we went down there in that funky old tore up theater, you know, but
that theater was good though for
evidence. We got good stuff. That's for sure. One thing that always flipped me out. You and I have gotten good stuff. Really, really good stuff. Way better than the stuff you see on TV shows.
Yeah.
Way better. And I'm quite sure there's a lot of other teams out there have gotten really good stuff like us we've had. Why don't those guys on TV get better stuff?
I wonder that myself.
They've got all the money and the equipment. I would give these broken teeth to to have access to the equipment they have access to. Why can't they get better EVPs? I'm sorry, but 95% of the EVPs I hear on TV are subjectable, you know.
They're questionable. I agree.
When you have a voice going gurgles, I mean, they're like that. Come on,
gurgle.
There is no one in that room. There was no one in that house except for you and me,
and Danny,
and the guy in downstairs, man in the base station, which was a dude. There is no way that whoever said that had to be sitting between me and you and lean right down into the microphone and nearly stepped over my last word to say it.
Yeah.
And it was so clear that it made my hair on my arm stand up. Why don't we see stuff like that on TV? I don't know.
Well, what about the microphone or the walkie-talkie key off at the Franklin House?
Oh, my God. There is no way on the planet that... Okay, it was 3 in the morning out in BFE. I mean, the nearest house to us was probably a mile away. Wasn't there a graveyard behind that house, that property? I cannot remember.
No, but there was a big easement. When I'm talking like half a football field from their house to the interstate there. And then there is an old church was on the corner, and there was probably, it wasn't a mile. It was probably less than maybe a third of a mile from their house to the church that was on the corner. If I remember right,
it was 3 in the morning,
3 in the morning,
3 or 3:30 in the morning. Cause we were breaking down ready to go, and all the walkie talkies were set on the same channel. obviously, what would the point be, you know?
Right, right.
But this voice only came through one of them. And it was a kid, a little kid. There's no way. Whose little kid would be up playing with a walkie-talkie at 3:30 in the morning? At
that particular time while we were doing an investigation.
Well, yeah, and I have other clips that there was the walkie keyed a couple of times, and it sounded like an adult was trying to say something, but was very far away and garbled. And I think Ange picked it up and said, "Say again," or something like that. And another recording that I have. Mm-hmm. And then the little kid comes on and says, "Hi, everybody." I was like, "What the
hell?" Well, no. When she said hello, everybody, we were outside because Angie and I were still smoking the stinkies. And we went out for a smoke break, and all the walkie-talkies were on the countertop there in their kitchen. And so the boys were with us that night. So Corey, Christopher, and Gingy was with us. And Angie, you, me, and I don't remember if Kyle was there or not. I don't remember. But we all come. I think he was. When we all come back in and we're standing in the kitchen talking to the homeowner, and that's when the walkie keyed off.
Hello, everybody.
Right? I mean, that was weird. That was pretty cool. I mean,
and we tried to get him. We picked it up and tried to communicate back with him, and nothing. That was it. Just that one time.
Angie caught that black shadow mist thing in the shower.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Right.
We've had some really good stuff.
Yeah.
We've had some really good EVPs, really good picture. We got the video of that white mist going around the corner at
in Kokomo.
Kokomo investigation. So,
yeah, that was odd. I talked about that last Saturday.
We need to have our stuff on TV.
I know, right? Come on.
But we'll just put it on we'll make our own channel. Which
that's basically what we did with Pips.
Yeah.
Start putting up the evidence of the investigations up there and run a series on it, and so people can see it, you know, and
That's what drives me. That's what keeps me doing this stuff. If I wasn't getting evidence that made sense to me, I wouldn't keep wasting my time doing this kind of thing.
Yeah. But
it's so clear. And I've just evolved over the years to realize that some of the stuff that we've recorded, I'm quite sure it was never alive here and isn't dead somewhere else. I mean, that's what this is how I've kind of moved towards this thought of even my quote unquote UFO encounters or whatever you want to call them, mm-hmm. you know, contact has been with something that's not extraterrestrial necessarily, mm-hmm. but more extra dimensional.
Yeah.
You know? And that started 30 years ago when I caught that EVP from that old man, the old man's voice. It said, "Are the spirits listening?" And it was like a light bulb went off in my head. And I'm like, "Holy shit, I'm a spirit somewhere else."
And well, just like that video that you sent me, the one where the guy was doing an EVP session and we asked him what year it was. And he said 2038.
Yep.
Or something like that.
And I did. I sent Greg a video and I sent him this video of this guy, a paranormal investigator. And I said, "Well, we got to add a new question to our EVP sessions. Now we need to ask them, what year is it where they are?"
Yeah. And I did that Saturday. Did you really? I did. Oh, and then it's funny because Felicia sent me the video yesterday, the same video that you sent me mm-hmm. of that guy telling that story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I just saw this flipping video, man. And
okay.
And
that's the universe telling you.
Yeah.
It's trying to give us the message that this is what it is here.
Right.
I always say the universe speaks to us, but we have to learn to listen with more than just our ears. We have to watch what goes on around us, you know, all of our senses.
Yeah. It was pretty intense.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I tried doing that a couple times during our sessions there and at this last investigation. And then something that I can't talk about on air yet, not until I air the episode on the Boonville, Indiana Paranormal Society YouTube page. But I'll tell you about that after we're off air, because you're going to be like, what? So that was pretty intense. I love those
what the...
Right? And it was, too. It was like, wait, hold up.
That's what I live for.
Yeah. Is that what I think it is? And everyone's like, yes, that's what it is. Oh, my God. That's the way... It was almost as good as us seeing the apparition coming around the corner and going back on us.
Nice.
It was almost that good. So, but yeah, but we have, and you know, it is weird because, you know, I half watch and listen while I'm working here during the day, like Taps and the Ghost Brothers. I love the Ghost Brothers because those dudes are funny and they investigate, which is kind of like we're funny and we investigate, but yeah, I don't know. But I mean,
my only one that I really liked. I haven't watched the Ghost Brothers very much. I've maybe seen one episode, but I've been watching Taps since the get-go.
And yeah,
I always felt like they were the real only genuine, you know, one back in the day. This was back then, you know.
Oh yeah, I agree. And still, because nobody
got to meet Jason.
I did. I got to meet Jason Hawes.
I got to meet
the Hawes, and he was a cool cat.
Awesome.
You know, I tried. I gave him our business card and told him that I'd love to have him on the show, and he said he does podcasts. I just need to reach out to him and see if we can get it done.
That would be so fun.
We tried to get the Hawes on here, and I guess Billy and Felicia had a long chat with him about the paranormal on Sunday.
Nice.
He went up. There weren't a whole lot of people there on that convention on Sunday, but he was there. He was there both days, which really surprised me. I figured he'd just do Saturday, but I guess they talked to him for a long while.
Nice.
And I thought, you know, that's cool, because he didn't have to do that.
Sometimes those TV types get a big head.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he is. I think he's pretty down to earth, which is pretty cool.
I think that's what I said. Him and when they first started out on TV years and years and years ago, I felt like they genuinely were interested in it. They weren't actors acting a part in a reality show, which is half of what's going on now.
Right.
They were actually just a couple of dudes like me and you. Mm-hmm. Well, one dude and one girl, but... You know, just people that were interested in it and fascinated by it, and were trying to, you know, learn more about it. So,
and that's still my motivation when we do investigations. And I'm glad that I was able to fall in to a like-minded group of people with Billy.
Yeah,
he's on that same wavelength of where I think we are as investigators. So it's refreshing and exciting, because there's big things coming for BIPs.
That's good.
Moving forward.
Glad to hear it. They're nice folks.
Yeah. Yeah. They're good people.
I enjoyed being with them that night. I was appreciating that they were inviting me to come tag along for that investigation up here in Kokomo. That was awesome.
I don't know what you did to them, but they love them some Deb. There's not a conversation had, like, if we go and we have a BIPs meeting, there's not a conversation not had at those that your name is not mentioned.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, they're excited that you're going to be going to Rhodes with us.
I'm excited to be going. There's another place over there I went to.
The Asher Walton?
Asher Walton. I went there a few years back now. We had a pretty good night there. We got quite a bit of... I got several really good EVPs there.
Mm-hmm. Now, were there rooms that they wouldn't let you in?
Maybe. Upstairs, there might have been.
I think the basement. It might have been
their personal rooms or something. Because they live in the house.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they did.
That's kind of, and that makes more sense. But at the time it was like, well, wait a minute. Why would you not let us investigate the basement?
Oh, I don't know about the basement or nothing, but I knew when we were there several years ago, they lived there and they had, they had kids. And so I think that a couple of the rooms upstairs were their private rooms. And that's, I think that's what we, that was, you know what I mean? It's been a while. I can't remember. I spent most of my time either out on the porch, on that beautiful big porch, or in the living room.
Yeah. Did you realize the road was three houses down?
Yes, I did. And I told them, I said to my friends that were there, I'm like, hey, I didn't even know the Asher Walton house was there in Atlanta. I knew about the roads and I'd been to roads a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, I said, you know, there's another place right down the road here. You can probably see it from the porch. I said, and I told them a little bit of history about that. And they're like, no shit. And I'm like, yeah.
They didn't know it was there. Wow.
They didn't know it was there. Well, they came from Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
They came up from Nashville. So they didn't know, you know. So,
I want to look at some places in Kentucky that might have some paranormal activity going on. We're going to do the roads, and then we've got another one that we're working on that's going to be a road trip. Like I said, I'll just pick you up and I'll drive.
Okay, I like to be. You'll be driving Miss Deb. Driving Miss Daisy, you'll be driving Miss Deb.
You get like that old woman on that show, I'll have you in the trunk.
Hey, man, I watched 90 Day Fiancé and all them crazy reality shows like that on TLC. And there's two different Debbies on there. And this is why I hate my name. They're both about my age. I think one of them is like 67 and one of them is like 73. And they're all named Debbie. Oh, my hip is hurting. Sorry. You could have old ladies. Anyway, these two old women are the mouthiest two women on the whole thing. And they're currently mad at each other.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's the dueling Debbies.
Oh, Jesus. But
I think we were all like named after Debbie Reynolds or some shit like that.
Right. Yeah. Know. Probably.
Do you have? I always hated my name.
Yeah. I don't mind my name, but everyone spells it wrong all the time.
Is it two G's or one?
Two.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Mm. And everybody spells it with one. Yeah. See, everybody spells my name Debrah, which is and I'm Debraw. I know. I used to get teased at school. Debra, Debraw.
Hey, Debraw. I'm just gonna fuck around and start calling you. Hey, what's up, brah?
Oh my god, my hip is hurting.
You gotta stand
hold on, up. Old lady, gotta stand up for a minute.
Don't
Jesus
you?
Christ, don't I'm you. Falling apart. It's this shitty chair, man. I got a new office chair coming, but right now I'm sitting on a kitchen chair, a wooden kitchen chair, and it's really ramming itself right up in my hip bones. Jesus Christ!
It's ramming you in your butt. Wait, what?
Oh my God.
That's a whole nother show. Come on.
Man, I got a bad hip. I got a bad feeling about this hip because I've noticed a couple of times when I did like long distance driving, like more than an hour or whatever. If I turn a corner and just ever so slightly shift, I got to stand up a minute. Sorry. It got ever so slightly shift my weight.
Yeah.
You know, just like when you're going around a curve, my hip pinches.
Oh, damn.
And it hurts so bad, I had to pull over and get out. And
why don't you go to a chiropractor for that?
Because I have metal and screws and shit in my neck and back. They ain't going to touch me.
They'll mess around with your hips. They'll straighten out right up.
I don't know. But just sucks getting old, but the alternative sucks more. Right.
I agree.
Sorry about that. Oh,
No, I agree completely. Trust me.
God, how embarrassing. I'm trying to do a show and my hip decides it wants to act all crazy.
You know what, though? I mean, come on. That is status quo for our shows.
That's classic.
That's Midwest classic. Job. Yeah.
Some fuckery always going down.
You know that's right. You know that's right. So
I just said the F word. I'm sorry.
I own it. Who cares?
I know.
I mean, we are Midwest Prayer Talk Radio. If they don't like it, I don't know what to tell them. There's the door.
If anybody has ever been to a paranormal investigation in the Midwest with the paranormal group, yeah, we act like we have some sense around the clients. You know what I mean?
Right.
Professional and all that. But when we're out in the car unpacking shit and packing shit up and we're tired and we've had too much coffee, you know, it gets a little...
Then why are our EVP EVP sessions like that all the time?
I don't know. This is true. Our EVP sessions are like none I've ever heard before because we just kind of talk.
Yeah.
And we might throw a question out there every once in a while and then a little space of emptiness. But most of our EVPs, the really good ones, come when we're conversating.
Yeah.
You know, when it's like whoever's listening wants to participate in our conversation. And that's when we get the best EVPs, when we're just kind of more relaxed and just being ourselves and kidding around and whatever, you know.
Right. Yeah. And you know, my shirt. I saw that. I think and Billy and Felicia really took to that type of EVP sessions.
Well, I think it's more productive.
Yeah, it is. And I think they've found that, one, it's a lot more fun than just interrogating a ghost or interrogating the dark air. And yeah,
it's not as boring and the night goes faster.
So if we ever play a full EVP session between Deb and myself, it's basically like watching a Midwest Prayer Talk Radio on YouTube.
Pretty much. And,
I mean, that's how it is.
But we get such good EVPs.
We do.
I mean, so whatever we're doing works. Maybe it's the energy between us when we talk and the way, you know, we communicate with each other.
It could be.
You know what I mean? That it, because, you know, I've had other people tell me before that I'm like a bug zapper in the dark.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things can see me from far away because I'm so bright, but that's because I'm always chattering and amped up and giggling and, you know, stuff like that.
Well, I mean, if you're not having fun doing it, what's the point?
What? Right. Cause you know, I mean, I've been with other investigators before that are so damn serious that it's almost depressing and just seems oppressive, overpowering, you know what I mean? And it's like they take themselves a little too seriously. Yeah. Not that I don't take this seriously, because I do, obviously. I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't, but they take themselves a little serious and they're kind of like, you know, and they're kind of rigid.
But
you
I mean,
to be open-minded for anything, you know?
Right, right. there's being overly scientific when you're doing this stuff.
Let's face it, this is kind of like a new frontier here. I mean, they're just now beginning to have some actual scientific data and stuff with this. But I mean, not like from actual people at like Stanford, scientists, you know what I mean?
Right,
stuff like that. So
is your chair rocking back and forth? Is it the legs uneven on it?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I heard like the chair rocking back and forth.
Oh, no. No, it wasn't.
Oh, that's weird. Huh.
Maybe my chair is trying to kill me. I don't know.
It must be.
I had a seat a cushion tied to it, and I had to move the seat cushion out of the way and sit down on the seat because now my hip quit pinching. I swear to God, it's embarrassing.
You need one of those donut blow up seat things.
Oh Lord, no, my feet wouldn't be able to reach the ground. I'm only 5 foot two. I can barely reach the ground now.
That's funny. But yeah,
when I push my camera's like kind of up on the, I got like a big screen. I don't know how you saw it. What is it? 20 inch or something like that monitor.
It's a seamless 27 inch monitor.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have the, like the border frames, like most of the other ones, I think.
Mm-hmm. And my camera is inside my computer and I just pop it up. So right. I'm looking up. I still have to tilt it down. I tilt it down as far as it'll go, but I'm still looking up.
Right.
You know, and
well, what you need to do is get a couple phone books. Wait, they don't have those anymore. Get a couple of.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't. Isn't that some shit?
I used to have to sit on phone books when I got my. When I was first married, we got an LTD.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those big barges?
Yeah.
I had to sit on phone books to see over the steering wheel.
No, you didn't.
So that I could drive it. And I could barely reach the pedals. I could reach them with my toes just enough to push them down where they needed to be. Otherwise, I was screwed.
I can see it. I can picture it. That explains so much.
I'm a master climbing. Just the other day when I was at Myers, I had to reach something on the top shelf. And of course it was like pushed back and it was the only one that, and that's what I wanted. And I looked both ways and didn't see anybody. And I'm climbing up the shelves and I get a hold of it. And I hear this guy behind me goes, "You need some help, Shorty?" I got it.
Yeah, you're a day late and a dollar short, bucko.
Well, I got it now. Thank you, though. I said, you know, I've been climbing up grocery store shelves for 60 years. So,
right.
but anyway, sorry about that whole hip distraction thing.
No, you're fine. I was just saying, Bips is trying to incorporate our version of doing EVP sessions.
They're going to have a lot more fun.
I think they will too.
And I think they're going to get good stuff because I really do. I really feel like the energy you bring to an investigation is what's going to determine partially. Yeah.
If you walk in there in a shitty mood, you're not going to get anything. Who wants to talk to someone when they're in a shitty mood?
Yeah. And if you go to one of those pay-to-play places, you know, where 18 million investigators have walked through over the last 15 years, how many times are you going to, whatever's there has probably been asked, what's your name? Who are you? Why are you, you know, billion times. And I would
my favorite of all time. Is there anyone here that would like to speak with me?
Yeah.
No.
If I was a ghost, I would pull a shoe off and
I would definitely be like, no.
And if you get that response, and a lot of people do, that's why, because they're sick of hearing that shit.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So yeah, it's our last few investigations, they've been doing the EVPs like us, and it's yielded well. I mean, I got 41 EVPs off of the last investigation.
That's a lot. Now,
some of them are really quiet, but some of them are excellent A-rated EVPs.
You know, yeah, I was kind of bad about, I mean, I probably got more EVPs than I would own. But I would toss a bunch of them because if I couldn't immediately make out exactly what it said, then I'm like, that's not very strong evidence, you know? So a lot of those, I just, bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I do too. I mean, if I have to amplify it, I get rid of it.
Yeah. Cause I don't do anything to mine. You know, other than sometimes I may have to turn the sound up a little bit, but typically I don't do anything. I don't know why some people do that. I know
it's a damn wonder that my ears aren't bleeding after I do evidence review on EVPs. My headphones are cranked all the way up and my board is all the way up, and it's just, yeah, I'm surprised I'm not deaf.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
same
but
here.
Like you said, yeah, I mean, like you said, though, I mean, if you can't hear them without amping them up like that, then I mean, it's hard to put your name behind that, you know.
Have you ever heard of, there's a guy, I look at videos sometimes on YouTube, and it's called Hope Paranormal, and he has these setups, these machines that he uses that are so, I would love to have them. He does EVP sessions with celebrities sometimes that have just passed over, and some of them are pretty good.
The spirit box without as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Wait, where did I go? Look at that.
He's a ghost.
As a matter of fact, Bips is building one right now.
Where do you get the parts for that?
They are noise gate, guitar pedals, a reverb pedal, and an amp, and an SV7 ghost box.
Oh, who's building it?
Felicia.
The girl.
Yeah. So, and it's the noise gate pedal that she had was bad. She had to send it back and waiting on a new one to get here, but it will do that. The reverb will put the voice, you know, with reverb, I guess there's no other better way to say that, but, but the noise gate will cut out the frequency sweep.
Yeah. That's so annoying.
It is annoying as hell. And I refuse to do audio evidence of ghost boxes. I can't
do that no more. I did that 10 years of that. No.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
I blame my migraines on that.
I just, it's too hard for me to try to pull anything out of. And I mean, when we were at that Kokomo house in the attic, we yielded pretty good results from that, but it was still so hard to listen to, you know, it's just not worth it. So with this spirit box setup, it should make it a whole lot easier to pick things up. So it'll be interesting to see out in the field how it performs.
Yeah. And I want to bring headphones for my Zoom.
That is the best shit ever, Deb.
I know. I want to hear it. Yes, I want to hear it in real time. Then you can really have a conversation.
Yeah.
If you hear it, it's so much better to hear it right then than to have to go home and then hear it later. And then like, damn, I wish I could, and then I could have said something, you know?
Yes.
So I'm going to be bringing my headset
along this time. It's amazing. I saw it on an episode of Ghost Hunters where they had their headphones plugged right into their recorder. And I thought, I wonder if the H1N does that.
Yep.
I don't know. I've been yawning too. But I wonder if the H1N does that. And it sure as shit does.
Yes, sir.
And I literally, I could hear exactly what's going on. The EVP as it happens. There's, I mean, that's just so cool to actually get up on and know that it's happening. Like you said, you carry on that conversation at that point.
You're right. Then you can hear it, and then you can actually respond right away, and then hopefully, you know, makes it even better.
Right. I'm hoping for Christmas I might put it on my wish list, is that big H1 recorder, the one that's like, I don't know, a soapbox.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the steroid version of the one that we have.
Yeah.
But you can plug like our microphones like this that we're talking on now. You can plug that into it.
Uh-huh.
Or you can plug in video cameras and the audio will run through the H1 on the video itself. So mm-hmm. not only will you have the evidence recorded, you can hear it real time because you have the headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have it on the video because the audio is recording to the video through that H1.
Cool.
So
that's neat.
That is some pretty neat stuff. There's some cool stuff that we want to look at.
I need to hit that lottery, man.
I get you right. I also found, get this, I also found how to make a homemade REM pod.
I want one of those.
The homemade one?
I don't know. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I just really want one.
Yep.
I'm just a K2 meter and a recorder kind of girl, but for some reason, yeah. I don't know.
Well, I've got the device. I've got the antennas. And I'm waiting for the LEDs to get here. And then I'm going to put one together. When we go to the roads, I'll bring it. And if it works well, you can have that one. I'll build another one because overall, you're only spending $15 on making this.
And how much do they charge for?
Anywhere between $180 to $225.
Which is why I don't have one. Because I don't have that kind of money.
$15 does that and it works. And if you wanted to be all bougie and fancy, you can, you know, get somebody with a 3D printer to have them print up a stupid.
My son has a 3D printer.
Does he really?
Yes, he does.
You can have him print up a cylinder holder thing like the regular REM pod.
Yeah.
And there you go.
My son got one for Christmas. That's what he wanted. And he makes all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, that's the way to go.
He's a kind of guy, though. He made a bunch of those little figurines to paint.
Right.
He's made other stuff with it, too. He made something the other day that he's going to be able to use for something at work.
Right.
Make something better. So, but yeah, my son can print us up some stuff.
I'm just saying we could take the guts out of this and put it into that plastic base for that and glue it all that shit down. And there it is.
You get it all put together. Give me the dimensions and I'll see if we, and a design, and I'll see if we'll make us one.
Hell yeah. Cause, we're also working on, I'll tell you offline. I don't want to do it. Put it out there. I'll tell you when we're off here.
Special stuff away.
Yeah, there's big stuff coming on to the paranormal group that I'm in. So look at Boonville, Indiana Paranormal Society. If you're not part of their Facebook page, join their Facebook page over there, that group. We're going to be posting up quite a few videos, quite a few member interactions, I think, moving forward. We're also going to be working on some big things coming up in 2025. That I think everybody will be really interested in. Also, got an investigation this the 6th. And I think there's a possibility for another one here real soon. We're going to be doing RaptorCon in 2024 in September.
Where's that at?
It's here in Evansville, Indiana.
Cool.
And it's probably one of those shows that your son would go to, but it's also got some paranormal stuff. So like the geek things with the little figures and
the comic books. And,
which I think is going to be pretty cool myself because I'm a nerd. But we're going to have a booth there. So we'll be selling some things there on site to put money back into the society.
Cool.
We're talking about, another place to go to. I have to tell you about that one too. I think you'll be pretty interested in that one. But yeah, there's a lot of big things. Also, you can check out bipspara.org, which is bipspara.org, the new website for Boonville, Indiana Paranormal Society. It's still under construction. There's still a lot of things that I need to do to that for them. So don't judge me until it's done. our Midwest Prayer Talk radio.com is up and running. There's still some tweaks I want to do on that too. I just don't know what it is yet. And of course our YouTube page. So, and podcasts, and we're doing really well in our podcast standings, by the way. I'm just saying.
Nice.
We were like number 7 in our category before we took last week off. Of course, we dropped a little bit because we didn't do a show, but
yeah.
I mean, Mother Nature had other ideas, so it's all good.
Yeah. I mean, we had a great guest lined up too that we're going to definitely get him rebooked, Bill Konkoleski, the state director from Michigan MUFON, and an experiencer and a published author, and really interesting. I was looking forward to talking to him, Bo. He'll come. We'll get him back then. We'll get him back.
Yeah, my dog is dreaming. She's barking in her sleep.
Oh, my dogs are high.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they went to the groomer today, and they get a half a happy pill, each one of them, when they go, because they go berserk.
Yeah.
And they've been sleeping it off all afternoon.
Poor baby.
Missy laying on my bed because she loves when I take the warm blankets out of the dryer, so I threw it on her, and she's laying there with her tongue kind of like so my dogs are high, just they're sleeping it off tonight, but they look so cute.
Oh yeah, we got to give little man pre-visit. I got to set him up once we can get his nails trimmed. He doesn't like his nails trimmed. He won't let us do it.
Sheldon, have you ever seen the picture of that dog that I call Frank on the internet scream when he tries to get his nails?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I call him Frank because he looks like that Frank from, you know, Men in Black.
Oh, yeah.
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 Well, that's Sheldon. 100%. Screams like a girl.
Yep.
And that's before you even get close to him. That's when you're holding his paw and he can see the clippers. He starts screaming. You haven't even touched him yet.
That's hilarious. So, yeah. All right. Well, listen, we've come to the top of the hour, a little bit past like we always do, but that's okay because we own the place. if you guys want to reach out to us, you can hit us up. You can hit up debcobble@gmail.com. You can hit up gcable@midwestparatalkradio.com. Questions, concerns, want to do a show? We can get that set up for you as well. Let's see what else you want to go over to bipspara.org and check out the website over there and go to their webpage or their Facebook page and sign up to be in their group. Answer the questions. There's nothing worse than adminning a page where you have rules that nobody fills the questions out on.
I know.
I
encounter that too. What part of answer the questions, please, do you get?
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't answer the questions. Guess what? Rejected. So, but we will have more. Who do we have coming up with us next week?
Nancy Thames.
Okay, Nancy's gonna be with us. Like the river. Yeah.
That's next week. And then April, our next guest is Forrest Crawford. He's going to come back and talk with us some more about paranormal stuff. He told us he had a big, an interesting story he wanted to tell. So we're going to get him back here and have him tell us this story. Then Bips is going to be our guest on the 11th of April. So that'll be exciting. And then we're going to have Tom Reed on the 18th and Joni Mayhem.
Yeah, man. Yeah, she does the New Harmony Ghost tour.
That's going to be, we got some really good guests coming up here. Tom Reed is an interesting guest. He and his brother had an experience in the Berkshires, I think it was, back in 65 or back in the 60s when he was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And now he has a park there in commemorating the experience with the plaque and the whole nine yards. And it's a whole interesting story. Yeah.
Wow. So,
and he also does his own, his own podcast too. So I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about with Tom when he comes.
Nice. All right. Remember, go over to debshome.com. You guys can check out her book over there on her webpage, a bunch of articles on UFOs and experiences that she has up there. You can go to MidwestParaTalkRadio.com and check out a little bit about us. And I still need to do a better bio. I just haven't had time. I told Deanna, it's like I'm working on the website and stuff for them and doing the show for us and then doing my day job. It's like I've got
three jobs.
Right? It's crazy. Holy cow. But do check us out next Thursday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central here on the Midwest Paratalk Radio Network, youtube.com at Midwest Paratalk Radio. And we shall. Oh, wait. I wasn't prepared for that. I was closing it out and I'm like, where's my mouse? We shall see you next week. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. It just sometimes is what it is. We'll see you guys. Take care. Bye, Deb.
Bye.